Those are fine. You know of any other words? What about sawbuck?
Sawbuck.
Did you ever use that? Didn't use that too much. Any others like that? Okay. You straighten your hair with a comb and a
brush.
Okay. You sharpen a straight razor on a leather what?
Strap. Okay. A strap.
Right. What do you put in a revolver? You know,
shells.
All right. What's the whole thing called? That thing that holds the shells.
Shell case.
All right, shell case. What's another word for it?
I don't know.
All right, if you say somebody is not firing live ammunition, they're just firing blank
shells.
Shells. Blanks. What about cartridges?
Blank cartridges.
A plank laid over a trestle for children to play on.
It's bad business.
Or what do children have in a park or a schoolyard where one sits on one end of the board and the other?
Seesaw.
A seesaw. Do you know of any other words for it?
Mm-hmm. No.
What do you call a limber plank fixed at both ends that children use to jump on and
jumping board.
All right. What's another word for it? That's right, too.
Diving board, jumping board.
Jumping board. What about joggling board? Have you ever used that?
No, we didn't. No.
Would you say joggling board, please?
Yes, joggling board.
Thank you. There might be a plank that is anchored in the middle to a post or stump. Children get on each end and spin it around. What do you call that thing?
That's a Ferris wheel, a merry-go-round.
All right. All right, when you see the children in the park and they are on the seesaw, what do you call them? They are what?
Seesawing.
Okay. When you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it so that the children can, you know,
swing. You call that a swing.
Okay.
Rope swing.
What do you carry the coal in?
A coal bucket. Coal scuttle. A coal bucket.
Okay, thank you. Do you know where the word coal scuttle happened to?
No, I don't. Unless, you know, somebody invented a galvanized pail or bucket with a mouth and a handle, and on the other side it had a small handle on it. And unless it came from that, I don't know, because that was what coal was put in, and that's what was invented for, so I guess that's it.
No, it could be. I don't know.
Well, that's all I know.
What runs from your stove to the chimney? What do you call that thing? You know?
Pipe.
All right. What's another word for it? Right.
Stove.
It's a pipe. What's another word for it?
Flue.
Okay. What do you call that vehicle that we've been talking about that you carry things in the backyard? You know, you carry little bricks.
Wheelbarrow.
Okay. What do you sharpen a sickle on? Are you sure?
We had them at home. It's gone, I don't know.
What? Just take time. Let's go on to another one. What do you call the kind that we were talking about a while ago that was in the meal, you know, that ground up things? What'd you call
it? Wheel.
All right, but it has a particular name. What do you call that?
Grinding. Has grinding wheel.
Okay.
That's what we call it.
What was another word for it? That's right. But what's another one for it? Do you know? Grindstone?
Grindstone.
Do they call it that? All right. What's another word for automobile?
Car.
Okay. All right. If something is squeaking and you need to put some
oil
lubricant on it, all right, the word oil, but you are what? What are you doing to that thing?
Squeezing it, mashing the oil
out. All right, but when it gets on the thing itself, what do you call that? You're
lubricating the...
Lubricating it. What's another word for lubricating?
Oiling.
Greasing.
Greasing.
If grease got all over your hands, you would say they are...
Greasy.
Okay. All right, let's go back for just a second. You started out to tell me a word a while ago that you used to sharpen a sickle or stone.
Grinding wheels.